Today's daf is daf Kuf, Masecht Ervin, and we're going to begin on daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis on the bottom Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ilan Shayim Mesech Al Oretz, if you have a tree overhanging on the earth, which is diagram 352 on page 118. You have a very large tree overhanging over the earth. The Rishonim explained that the leaves, the branches of this tree, are at least 10 tefachim long. If there's less than 3 tefachim from the end of the branches to the ground, you could carry anywhere under the tree. So the Mefarshim explained, this is very relevant, Mishnah Berurah says there's one more condition that has to be met, that the leaves don't shake around, because if the leaves move around, then it can't be considered a wall. Chazanish is Mekel. He says as long as it doesn't move a distance of 3 tefachim, that's considered that it doesn't move. Where is this relevant? It's relevant to Hilchos Sukkah, that if you have a sukkah, that you have a canvas sukkah, if the walls shake, according to Chazanish, it's not good. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's not good. According to Chazanish, you have a right that it can move up to 3 tefachim. Another interesting shaila that Chroinim asked is what happens like this. The walls themselves are quite flimsy, but you happen to live in a place where there's no wind. So do we say that the walls are moving, so they're considered walls? Or do we say that since if you live in a place where there is wind, they would move, so then they can't be considered good walls? Now we learned another din. This din we had many times, that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to climb on a tree, you're not allowed to lean on a tree, you're not allowed to use a tree. It's a gzeira, Gemara, Masechet Beyah, Masechet Shabbos, because you may come to cut off a branch on a tree. Says the Mishnah, Shrosh of Gavayim and Aretz Gimel Tfachim LaYeshiv Aleihem. Where on a tree are you not allowed to sit? If it's above 3 Tfachim. But if it's less than 3 Tfachim, it's not considered tree, it's considered ground, and you're allowed to sit on it. Prima Gadim has the following shayla. Let's say you have a bush. It's less than 3 tefachim tall, but the bush has on it fruits and berries. So do I say, the Mishnah said, if it's less than 3 tefachim, no problem? Or do I say that here where it has berries, it's very likely I'm going to cut the berries if I sit or lean on the bush, and it should be usur even when it's less than 3 tefachim? Begins the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna of Yeshua. Eim etatim bo yeser beis asayim. We learned in the first din that diagram 352 we could carry under. That's only if the area is less than a base of sayim. But if the area is larger than a base of sayim, then it has the status of a kamelis, and then we know that a kamelis which is larger than a base of sayim is not much to be carried in. Why? This is not really a residence. People don't live under trees. The entire purpose of this residence is just to be that it should protect you from the outside. The Kaldir Shatashmi Shalavir, so it's not considered a real residence. And Matatma Yasra by Sasayim, not allowed to carry more than 2 Sasayim if it's larger than that area. So some Paiskim say, let's say somebody does live in this area. You have a watchman for the field, and he lives all the time under this tree. Will we still say the same din? Or perhaps then, since he lives there all the time, that even though it's not the best place to live, it will be considered a Dira. Or another shaila, a machloikus rishonim actually, is when I planted this tree with these huge branches, my intent was to make a place of dwelling under the branches. Do I say that since that was my intent, so now it is a dira, even though it's under the branches? Do I say no? The Gemara says that under the branches is never considered a real dira, and my intent can't turn it into a real dira. Then we learned shrosh of gvoim and aretz. If anything that's above 3 tefachim, you're not allowed to use the tree. Less than 3 tefachim, you are allowed to use the tree. Itma, sharsha ilam aboyim el malam, mishloisha, l'toich shloisha. So we look at diagram 353. In diagram 353, if we look on the right side, at this branch, there are 3 parts to this branch. There's the first part of the branch that comes out of the tree, which is below 3 tefachim. That is our mission that says you're allowed to use it. Then you have the part that goes above 3. It's also our Mishnah. You're certainly not allowed to use it. Then you have an area that goes lower. So what's the halacha? Do I say that since it goes lower, so it's lower? Or do I say since it emanates from an area which is above, it's usr? So that's a machlokes. Rav Sheshi says, you're not allowed to even use the area most to the right. And Rava says, mutl shtamsh behem. Rava says that you are allowed to. The kol pachs migimel, the ara arihi. Since it's below 3, you're allowed to use it. Rav Sheshi says, what's Rav Sheshi's reasoning? Because he says, the kivin, the mekoyach isra ka'asi, since it emanates from an area that's asur, asur. Now, that's the machlokes of Rav Sheshes and Rava. Now we have another example. The domi kemushnaisa. If it looks like the peak of a mountain, which is the diagram on the left of this tree. Here we have three branches coming out of this branch. The lowest branch is below 3 tefachim. That's certainly mutter. The highest branch is above 3 tefachim. That's certainly yasser. The middle branch is partially above and partially below, says the Gemara. It's the same achleikish. The sakin la'ela, the ones that are above, are surim. The nachsin la'tati, the ones that are on bottom, are mut, shari. The tzadim, the one in the middle, is the same achleikish plucked in Rav and Rav Sheshes. The chayna nigra. A nigra is diagram 354. In diagram 354, part of the tree is visible. It's in an irrigation canal. Part of the tree is visible, two sides. And two sides, we have the walls of the irrigation canal. According to Rav Sheshes, you have to start counting the three tefachim from the bottom. According to Rava, on the sides where you have the wall, you start counting it from the earth, not from the bottom. And you have the same case, the Kemakaren's office. There's no diagram, but imagine a diagram, and any of the diagrams we have, the wall, you have two walls at a right angle, and the tree is in that wall, in that corner. So you have three sides covered, and one side open. So according to Rava, you start counting from the top of the wall. According to Rav Sheshes, you start counting from the bottom. Rashi says, what's going to be the halach in a case where three sides are exposed and only one side is covered? So there Rava will agree to Rav Sheshes. Since most of the sides are exposed, we count, even Rava will agree we count from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Hahu dirkla dehavel Abaya. Abaya owned a tree. Vavasolik bipuma. It came up the roof of the house. This is diagram 355. Asl kameh de Rav Yosef. They came to Rav Yosef with the shayla b'sharolei, and he said, "We start counting from the roof." Omer of Acha batachlifa the sharolach. This psak that he gave you that you count from the roof, kirav sharolach. It must be according to Rava, because according to Rav Sheshes, we count always from the bottom. Says the Gemara pshita. Obviously, answers the Gemara, no. There is a chiddush. Ma'adu temafila Rav Sheshes. To this psak, maybe Rav Sheshes will agree that we start from the roof. Why? Because he'll say, Besa, command the molly dummy. The whole house looks like it's full. Ulishtamish, and therefore we start counting from the roof. And anything that's pachs megimel, samach legag, anything that's within three tefachim of the roof, that Rav Sheshes will agree is not considered tree, kamash malon, that even Rav Sheshes counts from, in this case, from the banner. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Shrosh of Gvoim and Aretz Kimot Tfachim Lo Yeshvalei. If the tree is within three Tfachim of the ground, you're not allowed to, anything that's above three Tfachim, you're not allowed to son. Ask the Gemara, and the Pshat in the Gemara's question is like this: to tell us the halacha that you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos, we didn't need this Mishnah. We already learned the din many times. There must be some sort of a chiddush in the Mishnah. What is the case of the Mishnah? Hechidami, the loy hadvi kipi. Pshita. If the area is above three tefachim, it's obvious that you're not allowed to use that area. That's the din we learned. Elalaf, what is the din of the Mishnah teaching us? That afal gav the hadvi kipi, even though the branch goes back down, we're still considering the area like it's above three tefachim, like Rav Sheshes said. Otherwise, what's our Mishnah teaching us? So we have a proof from our Mishnah, like Rav Sheshes, says the Gemara Loi. Loi lam, the Loi had to keep it. The case of the Mishnah is that's above three tefachim. I, and what is the Mishnah teaching us that we don't know yet? Let's say you'll have a tree that the branch protrudes from the tree and part of the branch and the earth that it protrudes to is higher in one spot and then goes lower. So part of it is above three tefachim and part of it is below three tefachim. That we say that since all of the branch that's above three tefachim is above three tefachim, that even the area that's below three tefachim is going to be considered that it's within three tefachim, because here you have the whole branch exposed. And like we said before, Rava agrees that when the whole branch is exposed, that even though part of it is below three, that part is still going to be considered like it's above three. Tarabon. Sharsha ilan shegvayim and aretz gimel tefachim, tree roots that are above the ground three tefachim, or sheyesh chalat tachtein gimel tefachim, or you have an empty space of three tefachim below, as is shown in diagram 356. Afi should see the achat shavul aretz, even though part of it is within the ground, harez lo yesh v'leim. Since the rest of it is above three tefachim, you can't sit on that branch, because the halacha is lefishen oilam b'ilan, you're not allowed to climb a tree. Ve'niplam b'ilan, you're not allowed to hang anything on a tree. Ve'nisholam b'ilan, you're not allowed to lean on a tree. Ve'layala b'ilan b'yoyim b'yesh hasham kol yom kula, you're not allowed to go up on a tree erev Shabbos and remain on the tree the whole Shabbos. Now the Mishnah Berurah discusses this thing that we just learned about leaning on a tree, and the Mishnah Berurah says that when the Gemara says you're not allowed to lean on a tree, what does that mean? So he says, certainly, if when you lean on the tree, you're going to shake the tree, you make the tree move, it's certainly also to lean on the tree. But let's say you have a tree, it's a big fat tree, and you just lean on it, not strongly, he says that's mutter. Echad Ilan, this halacha that you're not allowed is a din on a tree, vechad kol behema, you're not allowed to go on an animal. Because halacha is, we learned the Gemara, that you're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos for the same concern, that you may break off a branch to use to direct the animal. Avabar siyuchem ara, what about a pit, different types of pits? Or a branch, the halacha gather, metapis v'oil, metapis v'yoyred. You could climb up or down from that pit. So Rashi explains, what's the Gemara teaching us? The Gemara is teaching us like this. I would think that you know why you're not allowed to go up on a tree? Because going up in a tree is a tircha, climbing up a tree. If that's the reason you're not allowed to climb in a tree, you shouldn't be allowed to go in a pit either, because it's a tircha to climb in a pit. Teaches us the Gemara that the reason you're not allowed to go in a tree is because the concern of breaking off a branch, which is only applicable by a tree and not by a pit. That's how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim explain that I would think that maybe by a pit I'm not allowed to climb because we're concerned that while you're going down the pit you may dislodge some of the earth, which would be chayfer. That's why the Gemara says that gezeirah Chazal didn't make. However, the Rishonim do say that even though the Gemara says that you're allowed to climb up a fence or you climb down a pit, that means only if you have a need to. But if you have no need, just because you want to start climbing up fences or down pits, you're not allowed to on Shabbos. I feel like may amma, even if they're 100 amas tall, 100 amas deep. Tani chad, we learned the one braisa. Im ala, if you did climb up a tree, mutalerid, you could come down. But tani chad, we learned another braisa, osalerid, you're not allowed to go down. So we have a contradiction of braisas. So Ritva makes a very interesting point. He says the Gemara that we're going to learn now, that if you went up a tree, are you allowed to go down or not, is only about tree. What about if you went on an animal? That we learned you're not allowed to ride an animal. And you went. Why does the Gemara not discuss that? So he says, certainly you're allowed to go down. Because sitting on the animal a whole Shabbos will be tzar balichayim, and that certainly the Gemara would never condone. Here we're talking about the tree. So we make it, do we let you come down or not? So we have a stira. So how do we resolve the stira? So Gemara like kasha. Kame b'joim, kame chshech shecha. If you went up Erev Shabbos, we'll let you come down. If you went up on Shabbos, we won't let you come down. However, there are some Rishonim that say that even, according to this Teretz, that even if you went up on Erev Shabbos, but when you went up on Erev Shabbos, your intent was to remain there on Shabbos, you're not going to be allowed to come down. The only time we'll let you come down is if you went up Erev Shabbos, and you intended to come down Erev Shabbos, and then for some reason, you didn't come down. Then I'll let you come down. Otherwise, I won't let you come down. You went up on Shabbos. If you went up b'shoygi, we'll let you come down. If you went up a mezid, we don't let you come down. You went up b'shoygi, And the machloikus of the brises is contra shogig got the mezid. Do we punish a person when he did something b'shogig because what he might have done b'mezid? Ma kamifli, that's the machloikus. Ma sabakatsinan, and that's why even b'shogig we don't let you come down. Or ma sabalakatsinan, that's why b'shogig we let you come down. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua. So Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua wants to say the machloikus that we're discussing, if you're allowed to come down from a tree or not, ketanoi is a machloikus that we found in Masechet Zvachim. The halacha is that when you bring a carbon, you have to do zrikas adam. You have to spritz the blood on the mizbeach. Some kabbonis have to have one spritz, matana achas, and some kabbonis, shlomim, the perfect example, some kabbonis have to have shtayim shein dalet. You have to spritz at the two corners, so you'll spritz at right angles, so you have two spritzes that are actually four. Says the Mishnah, Hanitonim matana achas, shnisav matana matana achas. You have two kabbonis, they both require only one spritz, and they get mixed up. You're not matana achas. You do one matana. So what's the Mishnah teaching us? That's obvious. So Taisus Rosh gives two answers. Either the Mishnah starting easy and building up towards the machlaikis, or another teretz is, let's say you have two kabbonis of matana achas that get mixed up. How many spritzes do you have to do? Two or one? Do I do one, I say one will do it for both, or do I have to do two times one? So the Mishnah teaches us I have to do two times one. Or similarly, matan dalet b'matan dalet, two kabbonis that require four spritzing got mixed up, in also matan dalet. It should do two times the matan dalet. But what's the halacha matan dalet b'matan achas? Matan av b'matan achas. One carbon requires four spritzings, and one carbon requires one spritzing, and now it got mixed up. And getting mixed up can be in one of two ways, the Gemara Masechet Zvachim teaches us. Either the actual blood got mixed up, or we have the blood in pans, but I forgot blood is blood, so I forgot which pan belongs to which carbon. Now Rashi actually uses the example that a carbon chatos got mixed up with a carbon shlomim. And Tosfos says that wouldn't work, because a carbon chatos, besides requiring matan beis, also requires the matan on a different place. It has to be on the corners. Everything else has to be on the mizbeach. So that's why Tosfos says it's not a good example. So Rabbi Elazar, I'm in such a situation, you're not the matan dalet. Four. Rabbi Yeshua, I mean, you're not the matan achas. Do one. And Rashi right away explains according to Rabbi Yeshua, because b'di'eved, the halacha is that even a carbon that requires a matan dalet, matan aleph is enough. Omle Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar tells him, Harei oiva bas sigra. If you're going to do only one, there's a lav that you're not allowed to do less than the Torah tells us, and here you're supposed to do four, and you only did one. Omle Rabbi Yeshua, and according to you, everything is so fine. Harei oiva bas toisef. The Torah told us to do one, and you're doing four. Omle Rabbi Elazar. Loi omle el kishubatzmai. When is there a lav about toisef? If you had only this blood that has to have a matan achad, and you did matan dalid, you did bal toisef. But here, you didn't do bal toisef because you have here blood that requires a matan dalid. Ask the Ramban, how could you be over bal toisef here? We learned at the beginning of this week that the only time you're over bal toisef is when you had kavana to do bal toisef. This person doesn't intend to do bal toisef. He has a problem. He doesn't intend to do bal toisef. The Ramban answers, since the halacha by all kachim is that we say stomon, that when a person does it without any specific kavana, it means that he had kavana, so you don't have to have kavana about taisif. It's so to speak automatically. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua tells Rabbi Elazar, "Leinam about tigra. The only time you have about tigra is el kishub atzmai. If I would have something that requires a matan dalet, and I do a matan achad, then I have about tigra. But here I have a matan achad, so it's not about tigra." Vayam Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua takes his point a step further. Kishna sata avata batoisif. If you actually will take this blood and put it in matan dalet, you actively did batoisif. Vasisa matzvi yadecha. Kishloina sata, if you'll only do a matan achat, avata batigra, taki you did less than you did it, vlayasisa matzvi yadecha. But you didn't do anything active. So when you have a shaila, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the best thing is, shev al taisa. Don't do anything. According to Rabbi Elazar, obviously, when you have your shayla, just don't take an approach of Sheva Taisa. You should do what you have to do. Now Taisa asks a question. Taisa says, why don't we say essay d'chalaisa say? The essay of the chiv to do Zrik Saddam should be doicha the loisa say about Saisif or about Tigra. So Taisus answers, the only time we say essay doicha loisa say is when I have no choice. Here I did something wrong. So since I did something wrong, we don't say essay doicha loisa say. That's one teretz. Another teretz is that essay doicha loisa say is only said where I'm not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. But here I'll be mekayim the mitzvah because I said that if you did only matan echod in a place where you did, where you're supposed to do matan dal, but the evidence is kosher. So there I won't say esed echalaisa say. Another teretz is that by kotshim we don't say esed echalaisa say. Another teretz is that esed echalaisa say is only relevant to the entire mitzvah, but it's not relevant to only parts of the mitzvah. Another teretz is what happened here. The shlomim got mixed up with an oila. A shlomim you can make that it shouldn't become shlomim. You could be shoil on the whole nether, and it wouldn't be a carbon anymore, and you wouldn't have a shayla. And we don't want to rely on essay d'chalaisa say, say, and we don't have to. Rav Chaim Briska uses this concept of Taisus for a very beautiful vart. The Gemara says, G'doy l'tshuva. Tshuva is very great. What makes tshuva great? Because if somebody does an aveira, the halach is that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should chase us away. Here God gives us the opportunity to do tshuva. Asks Rav Chaim Briska, essay d'chalaisa say. Doing tshuva is a mitzvah say. Daveira is a lisa say. So tshuva should always be able to supersede daveira. But what a taisa say? We only say esed doicha lisa say is when you didn't cause the predicament. Here you caused the predicament. We don't say esed doicha lisa say. That's gedolah tshuva. That even though we shouldn't say esed doicha lisa say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his great chesed gave us the opportunity to do tshuva and accepts it. Continue to Gemara. So now we have Machlokes Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer. It's a perspective to life. Rabbi Shua says Sheval Taisa, and Rabbi Lezer says do what you have to do. The Rabbi Lezer, Dama Hasam Kum Asay Odif, just like Rabbi Lezer over there says do the Matan Dalit. Here too, when you're on the tree, he's going to tell you go down. Yerit. Rabbi Shua Dama Hasam Sheval Taisa Odif. Don't do anything. Hachanami Lo Yerit. He'll tell you no, get off the tree. Says the Gemara Dima Lo. You can't compare the situations. At Kanli Kam Rabbi Lezer Hossam Kumasei Adav. Over there, Rabbi Lezer said, actively go down El the Kavod Mitzvah, because by doing more matanis, you may be doing a mitzvah. Have a hachad of a mitzvah. Coming down doesn't involve doing a mitzvah, so he'll agree. Stay there. Hachad nami lo yerid. Vinami on the other hand, at Kanli Kam Rabbi Shua Hossam Sheval Tais Adav. Over there, Rabbi Shua says, don't do anything. Deloy Avad Isura, because according to him, you're not doing Aveira. Aval hachad the Kavod Isura. Here, staying there, every minute you're on the tree, you're doing an aveira, hachanami diyerid, you should come down. And it's very interesting. The Shmira Shabbos Kolchasoi says that in Shulchan Aruch it's kapaskin lakula. That means the only time you have to stay on the tree is if you went up on the tree on Shabbos b'mezit. In all other circumstances, if you didn't, you could come down. But let's say, ask the Shmira Shabbos Kolchasoi, you want to be frum, you want to punish yourself. I went up on the tree, I'm going to stay there. So he says that frumkeit is an aveira, because every second you're on the tree, you're doing an aveira. So you should come down. Tani chada. So he learnt in one braisa. Echa ilan lach, echa ilan yavish. It makes no difference if the tree is still moist or the tree is already dried out. And according to Rashi, ilan yavish, a tree that's dried out, there is no issur of cutting off a branch because it's not nourishing from the ground. But tani idach. But we learnt another braisa. Medvar melach. Only by moist tree that's still nourishing from the ground is the issur of going up on a tree relevant. Alba yavish mutter. On a dried out tree it's mutter. So we have a stira. Amrev yudalai kasha. Kambish gizay michlev. If it regenerates, then it's not, even though it's dried out, you're not allowed to go on it. Kambish ain't gizay michlev. If it doesn't regenerate and it's also dry, you're allowed to go on it. Ask the Gemara. Gizay michlev. You have a tree that will regenerate. Yavish karisalei. You could call that dried out. So that teres won't work. Eloi kasha. Kamen moisa chame, kamen moisa gishamen. In the summer, where you could tell the difference between a tree that's dried out and a tree that's not dried out. So the tree that's dried out, you could go on. In the winter, all trees look dried out. So because of Marasayin, I don't let you even climb on the tree that's dried out. Ask the Gemara, B'maisachama, Hanas Ripeiri. Yes, it's dried out, but there may be fruit left on it. And by climbing it, you'll cause the fruit to come off. Says the Gemara, B'delakaperi. There's no fruit, so you don't have to worry about it. Ask the Gemara, B'kanas Rikisni. The branches may come up when you're climbing up on it, and you're cutting off the branches, and that may be Asim Drabanan. Says the Gemara, B'geduda. The tree has no branches protruding. It's one flat, straight tree. Ask the Gemara, Eini, Varav Iklu Aspatya. Rav came to the city of Apatia, Vos Begduda, and they didn't let him climb up in the summer on a dried out tree that didn't have branches protruding. Says the Gemara, Rav Bikam Matzah Vagada Begada. Means like this, Apidin, you're allowed to climb up. But Rav knew that the people of this city were not B'nai Torah. And if it allows them to climb up this tree, they may come to climb up trees that they're not allowed to climb up. So Rav said, don't climb up this tree. And many Rishonim say that this Gemara is relevant forever. That you're never allowed to climb up a tree, even in the summer, even if it's dried out, even if it has no fruits or branches, because we're not bigger B'nai Torah than the people of Aspatia. Amr Rabbi Bar Abba, Amr Rav Asi. Osl Adam Shehalach Agabek Sub Mishabbos. A person not allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos. Shemishnam of Otz Braglaim Chayta. Walking could be cause a sin because you may pull off the grass. Says the Gemara Tani Chada, and another one brayse says Mutal Leil Chagavus on Shabbos. You may walk on grass on Shabbos. But Tani Yidach Osl, you're not allowed to walk on grass. So how do I reconcile the two brayses? Says the Gemara Lekash Habalachem Habiyveshim. Moist grass, you're not allowed to walk on, because since they're still nourishing from the ground, if you pull it out, you'll be over, you'll transgress Talisha. Grass that's not yonic from the ground, you're allowed to walk on. Vibay say Mahava Abalachim. They're both nourishing from the ground. In the summer, there are seeds in the grass, that's why Rashi learns. So you may, by walking on the grass, cause the seeds to come out. There are no seeds, and it's mutter. It's both in the summer. If you're wearing shoes, so you're allowed to walk in the grass. If you're not wearing shoes, you may pull out with your toes the grass. He's wearing shoes. If the shoes have spikes, those spikes may cause the grass to come out. If it doesn't have spikes, it won't cause the grass to come out. He has spikes. If the grass is tall, so it's very easy to come out, and that's why it's osur. If the grass is not that long, we're not worried. Says the Gemara. But now that we paskin many times like Rav Shimon that a davish and a miskavin is mutter. So when I walk in the grass, my intent is not to pull out grass. Kula shar, it's mutter. Says the Bi'ah Halacha, he quotes a smag, that a person should not run in long grass on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we just learned the Gemara that according to Rav Shimon it's mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'ah Halacha, that since it's a psik reisha, that when you're going to run in grass, it's going to come out. Rav Shimon agrees that psik reisha is awesome. But I saw for Shar Mitzion Bi'ah Halacha that he's mekel, even to run in long grass. And he says two reasons. Number one, even if the grass will come out for sure, it's not the way you normally pull out grass. It's a tshleike derech. Furthermore, it's a psik reisha to lay ich b'slay. He doesn't want this. So given those two circumstances, he says he's always allowed to go on grass, even if it's very likely that the grass will come out. You're not allowed to force your wife to have relations. Shenemar, if you force your wife, you're a balavera. So the Yavit says, I need a Gemara to tell me you're not allowed to force your wife to have relations. So the Yavit says, Amar de Gevart. He says, this person, he intends Ladvar Mitzvah. He wants to do a mitzvah. He wants to do Puravu. Says the Gemara, you could want to do any mitzvah. You never have a right to force a person to do something they don't want to do. Vamar Rabbi Shuban Levi. If you force your wife to have relations which she doesn't want to, have a bonim she'en ha'gonim. But you'll have children that aren't good children. If you have relations without consent, nefesh lo toiv. The nefesh, the child that will be born, will be no toiv. Tanya nami hochi, gam b'loy das, nefesh loy toiv zeh koifel ishtel dvar mitzvah. That's somebody who forces his wife to have relationship. Vos berglaim chayta zeh boil v'shoina. That is somebody who has relationship twice in one night. Ask the Gemara of Amar Rav, I wrote to the last called Bottom Zacharim that somebody wants to have male children, Yivav Yishna, he should have relations twice. And the Mefarshim explained, Mashal explained, because the Rashi says in the beginning of Parashat Tazria, Ishik Tazria, if a woman climaxes first, she's gonna have males, and this will cause that to happen. So the Gemara Loikasha, Kan Ladas, if she consents, fine. Kan Shloi Ladas, then you can't do it. Even though you're doing it because you want to have boys. Aram Shimon Nachmen Amar Yochan. Call ishish tavas balad va mitzvah. If a woman demands her husband should have relations with her, have le bonim shafila b'dorish moshulaya kamosin. She will have children that are greater than the people in the generation of Moshe. Deal ishav dorish moshik siv. By the generation of Moshe, it says Yisrael, we know, came and saw that Moshe was overwhelmed, and he told him you have to get some assistance. So he told him havlechem anoshim chachamim. Chachamim means smart, v'nevoinim means a noven. So Rashi in the Chumash says, what's the difference between a chacham and a noven? A chacham and a noven is, a chacham is a person, Rashi says, that when you give, is like somebody who has a job. When you give him a job to do, he does it. When you don't give him a job, he sits idle. A chacham, you teach him something, he listens. The rest of the time, he's idle. A noven is a person, when you don't give him something to do, he learns on his own. Others say the chacham understands what you teach him, and a noven is able to take what you teach him and apply it further. Yidum l'shevteichem, v'ksiv ekech es rosh shevteichem. Moshe Rabbeinu found people who were leaders, chachamim v'yiduim. V'ilam nevoinim lo yeshkach. Nevoinim Moshe Rabbeinu didn't find. Ask the Chasam Sofer, how come Moshe Rabbeinu found chachamim? This story happened before Matan Torah. There was no Torah to be a talmid chacham over. So how could you have a chacham? Says the Chasam Sofer, the pshat of a chacham is not somebody who knows how to learn. The pshat of a chacham is somebody who wants to learn, and that you could have before Matan Torah. V'ilu gabi Leia, we know Leia, as we'll see, asked her husband Yaakov to have relations to her. Ksiv v'teitzi Leia l'krosoi v'tama elai sovei kisocha sechaticha. We know the story was that Ruvei collected flowers, and Rachel wanted the flowers, and for that Leah made a deal with Rachel that Yaakov would be with her. They had Nabina, the Dasma Yasa Yisrael, to know what Klai Yisrael should do. It means particularly to make Yom Tovim Rosh Chodeshim, Rishayim Asayim, V'kol Achayim Apiyam. Ask the Gemara, Eini, Bam Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, how can you tell me that a woman is supposed to ask her husband for relations? It says Esa klolos niskal chava. Chava, after she did the avera, had 10 klolos. The ksiv al isha oma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells to the woman, harba arba. What is harba arba? Elish nei tipidomim. They refer to two drops of blood that come out of a woman. Echas dam nida, echas dam psulim. So the first one say, why tipidomim? Drops of blood. It should be dumb. The first thing to say like this, it's bad enough that the woman has to have blood to come out. But if it came in one shot, it would be less of a problem. Not only does dam come out of an isha, but it doesn't come in one shot, it comes in intervals, which makes it even more of a klala. Etzvoinech zar tzar gilbonim. The women have tzar gilbonim. Ask the Mashah, and only women have tzar gilbonim? Fathers don't have tzar gilbonim? So Mashah says, the Vasha says the Iker Tzar Gilborim is by the wife. The Heroinech Zat Tzar Ibor. Being pregnant. Ask the Masha. The Pasuk should have been in the other direction. First you have Tzar Ibor, and then you have Tzar Gilborim. Why does the Pasuk say it this way? So a few truths are given. One Teretz says, this was set to Chava. Chava had Cain and Hevel before this story. So she didn't have tsari, she had tsar gidl bonim before she had tsar ibr. Another teretz is, Rav Chaim Volozhin says this teretz, tsar ibr is referring to a woman who already has a baby at home. And then she gets pregnant. For her, the tsar ibr is very serious. Here she's pregnant and here she has a baby. Another teretz is like this. If a woman knew that she's going to be pregnant, so it's 9 months, and after 9 months, it's over. So it's not that hard. But what does she know? that after the 9 months, the tzaras only begin. So that's why, because you have tzar gidl bonim, that makes the tzar iber that much more difficult. The etzav tel bonim, kamashmoy, childbirth can be difficult. Ve'il isha tzutzeich, melamet she'ish mishtakekes al bala, b'shosh she'yotzi l'derech. A woman wants to have relations with her husband when she goes out, when he goes on a trip. And that's the halacha, that her husband's supposed to have relations with a wife before he goes on a trip. Unless it's l'dvar mitzvah, and he can't do it, then there may be a heta. V'yim shabach, melamet she'ish tavas b'leiv. A woman can only want, but not ask for relations. V'yish tavay b'peh, but a husband could ask with his, can ask for it explicitly. Zui midatoiva b'noshim. And that makes women better, that they have this tznius that they don't ask. But if we see here that women aren't supposed to ask, says the Gemara, ki kaminin, not that she asks, the matsuya atsuya kamei, that she only makes her husband know that she wants to have relations, but she's not explicit. So ask the Taras Chaim, so how did Leia ask? If we're saying that she's not supposed to ask, Taras Chaim says, when a woman is certain with herself that her kavon is completely l'shem shemayim, then she could ask. But only somebody like Leia could know that for sure. Ask the Gemara, hani sheva havin, these are only 7 klolos. Kios rav dima matufa k'ovel, she has to be covered like an oval, she has to keep her hair covered. Umenud mikol adam, and she has to be separate from people. We'll explain that in a minute, what that means. The chavusha bebeis asurim. A woman has to remain indoors. And the Paisim say, this is the makar why women don't do Kiddush Levana. Because even though we said that women are part of Mitzvah Saseishas Mangrama, many women do Mitzvah Saseishas Mangrama. Why don't they do Kiddush Levana? Because the Gemara says that a woman's place is indoor. So to go do a mitzvah that the Gemara says she should stay indoors, then go do a mitzvah requires outdoors is inappropriate. My menudah mikol adam. What does menudah mikol adam mean? That she's separated. That she's not allowed to be secluded with a man. That's not only relevant to women. A man is also not allowed to be secluded with a wife. A woman can't marry two men, but a man can marry two women. She has to grow, her hair grows long. So the Mefarshim asks, that means, and what was it before Chava? This was a curse that Chava got. A woman, Chava didn't have long hair. The Farshim said, a Mari de Gepshat. The Rashi says that until she did Avera, Chava Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu braided her hair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a hairdresser. After the klal, she had to take care of it herself. V'yashevis u'mishtenis mayin kebehema. When she urinates, she does it sitting. So the Farshim says, so what's the big klal of doing it sitting? So they say that let's say something happens, she has to run. So it's much easier to run from a standing position than from a sitting position. Nasus kalabala. Her husband relations is on top. Vidach hani shvachula. Why don't I mention it? Because it's really a shvach. Gomravchi maidik siv. Melafnum behemus oritz. Apostle Eif. We can learn from animals. Umoif hashmai mechakmenu. We can learn from the birds. Melafnum behemus. We can learn certain characteristics and certain midos from animals. That when it urinates, it does it in its knees to go away. It does it in a sitting fashion. So the Chovas Alvavas explains. The Gemara doesn't mean that animal has intellect. Animal doesn't have intellect to understand that that's its knees. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that animals should do certain things in certain ways, that we should understand that if they do it that way, we certainly should do it. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that, we'll explain in a minute. If not that we had the Torah, we would have learned sneeze from a cat because a cat covers its waist. The gezem and the mola. And we would have learned that you're not allowed to steal from an ant. Because one ant will never steal something from another ant. Ask the Chedusha Rim, Kvalda Gekasha. It won't steal from another ant. But it'll where does it get the food it has? It steals from people. So how are you using an ant as a prototype to teach us not, that you're not allowed to steal? Says the Chiddush HaRim, that's also a lesson. Ants have no police. Ants have nobody watching them. And we're learning from them that if you don't have a set government in place, there will be anarchy. Virayas miyoina. A yoina is always faithful to its mate. And there's a gewaldige word from the Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma says that the only time in the Torah where the Torah says you bring a bird as a carbon, and you don't have, it doesn't make a difference if you're rich or poor, is after women in childbirth. Usually the Torah says if you're rich, bring an animal. If you're poor, bring a bird. Here, even a wealthy woman brings a bird. Why? He says, because a woman after childbirth, the Gemara says, makes a nether because of the pain of childbirth. I'm not going to have relations anymore. So we tell her to bring a yoina. Just like the yoina is faithful to its husband and always goes back, you also go back to your husband. Ask the Reb Baruch Shimon Schneerson. We should learn another thing from a Namala. Namala is a Zoris. You see how hard ants work? They're always running. Why doesn't the Gemara say we learn Zerizis from Namala? So he says, Amar de Gavart. Zerizis is not always a Mila. It depends what your Zohar is for. If your Zohar is to go do a Dvar Mitzvah, Gvaldig. But if your Zohar is to do the wrong thing, Zerizis is not a Mila. So that's why you can't learn Zerizis. Derech Eretz Metanagoyl, and we learned about how you're supposed to have relations from a chicken. Shemafayis Vach Kach Boil. First it makes its wife happy, and then it has relations. My Mephias law, what does it do? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Hochkamle, Zvinaloch Ziga, the Matle Karech. It tells its mate, I'm going to buy you a coat that will come down to your legs. How's that seen? Because the fact is that before a bird has relations, it spreads its wings. To show, I'm going to buy you a huge, big fur coat. Lebasi Hoch Amale, afterwards, you see, after it has relationship, it bows its head down. Lishtamita Lekarbel Dahutanago, my crest on the top of my head should be cut off easily if I had the loy zvinalach, and if I could afford it, I would buy it. But what should I do? I can't afford it, so I'm not buying it. From here you see that a man should not have relations with his wife until she is ready to give consent.